First up, I want to visit with our good friend, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. DrJohnB.com, of course, where all the podcasts are. And today he's talking about something that I think I'm pretty safe in assuming affects just about everybody, if not everybody. I can't say 100%. Let's say 99.9 of us at some point. And that's the classic self-doubt and how it can, you know, if you let it go, if it takes over, I mean, you're not even going to want to get out of bed. But somehow we do manage to get out of bed. How do we conquer self-doubt? Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you. Let us start off with a simple definition that self-doubt is when you question your ability to do something you want to do. And I think it's critical that we really think for ourselves and others. Think of the dreams that have never materialized in reality and died in the burial ground of lost happiness and achievement. It's really sad when you think about how self-doubt roadblocks people from trying to do what's in their hearts. Because when you talk to people, you so often hear them say, I really wish I had done this, I wanted to do that, but I really questioned it, and people questioned if I could do it. And I think what we have to do, if we're going to really eliminate self-doubt as much as possible, we need to silence and throw out the negative inner critic, the person who we talk to all the time, ourselves, who's saying, well, you can't do that, don't try to do that, you know, people have said you can't do that, don't waste your time. You've got to get rid of that. You've got to fight that. Because we really talk to ourselves most of the time, even though we don't think about that.
Sure.
Back and forth in our mind. So we have to silence and kick out the person inside of us who is really being so negative. We need to surround ourselves with positive persons who encourage us to try to realize our dreams. Mm. And we have to eliminate negative and toxic people who, in effect, hold us back, because this is something that's going on all the time. We run into the negative people, the people, even if they don't mean to, they say, oh, why try to do that, or other people right. failed doing that, no point. And then we always need to cognitively restructure a positive self-talk, replace negative thoughts with positive thoughts to help us really move forward. But self-doubt is a destructive, toxic, acid-like thing within us that we all have to some degree, but if we're going to realize our dreams, we have to actualize them. And in order to actualize them, we have to really throw out self-doubts. We have to be realistic, but we have to be willing to move forward and try to really bring to fruition the dreams and desires and things that really can make life so much more meaningful.
It really, it does help to get, and I think at a young age, some support with that too, because there are so many. I mean, think of now the social media, the messages that people get. You're no, and we talk about it with even cyberbullying. With, you know, you're no good. You're not pretty. You're not this. You're not that. You'll never amount to anything. Why are you even around? It does. It ramps up young people compared to maybe. But I got really good advice. And this from my mom. I remember distinctly getting ready to start my career, very young age, doc. And she said, there's always going to be others who are going to question you, question your ability, what you can do. You can't do anything about that. But you must be true to yourself. You must believe in yourself before you can win anybody else over one by one. And I thought it was pretty good advice.
Well, I think that's really true, and you've actually conquered two mediums. You know, you've been in the TV medium, you've been in you've done both, and you've done both.
Okay. I get a participant trophy for both. That's what I get.
Come on, I think you've been very successful, and I applaud you for that. And they're really different. I mean, they're different types of activities, even if they seem a lot the same. So
no, they are
you've
different.
Done that,
yep.
And I think what we do in life, we have to try. You never really know what's going to happen, and new opportunities come every day. The problem is, you know, if you're a horseshoer in the time of the automobiles coming in, then that's a bad career to be in. But I think if we have to always be open to new opportunities, new
that's
things.
True.
And we have to not let doubt come into our mind. And people that are raised in negative homes and people that have been raised by narcissists, who people just focus on themselves, in order for them to be great, you need to be little. And that leads to self-doubt if we've been reinforced with negative thoughts. So we really do need to really try to you know, actualize our dreams. We have to try to be positive, and we want to make sure that we're making the decisions. And there's nothing wrong with failing. I mean, failing is part of learning. We just want to make sure. We want to make sure we learn from each failure and we move forward, because success really is built on the steps of failure, meaning things we've tried that haven't really worked. We tried new things. I always say that, you know, that Cabrera or Babe Ruth or Ted Williams or whoever didn't just pick up a bat and start hitting home runs. It's a lot of work and a lot of effort to hone a skill, any type of a skill. So I think we need to encourage ourselves, because this is one, the self-doubt really relates to ourself. It's something that we have to change inside. It doesn't even matter at one level what other people think. We just need to eliminate the negative, toxic people from our environment that make negative things happen to us by our believing them and our implementing negative self-talk. So we just need to work on positive thinking, move forward. And, you know, when you meet people that are positive, you can see it right away. Isn't that true, Dave? I mean, yes, I can do that. I'll try to do that.
I agree. I agree with that 100%. Or people who you can tell who listen, who are open to new ideas, who and all of that seems to reflect. They go hand in hand. But I mean, the self-talk, there's times when self-talk is good. If I am getting up to the edge on a hike and I'm on a cliff and I, you know, and then hey, you can fly. And there's a little voice inside that says, no, you can't. That's a bad idea. Okay, there the self-talk is good. When does it become irrational? When does it hold you back? When does it become something that just isn't mirrored in reality or truth?
Well, let me just give you an example. Let's say that you want to pick up some new education. Okay, just mm-hmm. as an example, mm-hmm. you'd like to pick up some training in IT, since that's kind of a thing
sure.
where you work. You may find there's more and more computer activity, computer programming, and someone says inside your mind, oh, come on, you're in your 40s or 50s or whatever it might be. No point in doing that. I mean, that's for the young bucks coming up, and why don't you just kind of stick with your pencil paper and, you know, what you're doing now, just for kind of an extreme example. That's when you have to say no. Always a time for learning, always a time to move forward. And that's what I mean by negative self-talk. Now, if all of a sudden, you know, you say, I think I'm going to become a professional football player at 40, that's probably, I mean, not probably, that's a very negative thing, and you better have some negative self-talk, okay? Particularly if you're 5'8 and 162 pounds, okay? So I think there are times that self-talk is reasonable, because we're going to be with ourselves all the time anyway. That's who we talk to. It's the negative self-talk. No, you can't. Don't try that. Don't apply for that job. I've run into a lot of people over the years that haven't applied for a job because they doubted if they could do it. Then they end up working for somebody or aware of someone with nowhere near their skill sets that has that job. Or the person who says, well, I don't exactly meet those job classifications.
Yeah.
Then they find out that they hired someone who didn't meet them because no one who applied had those specific standards. So I think that in life, we need to be approaching every day as an exciting day and a day to try to do something, learn something new, meet a new person, just do things. I mean, life is very short when you consider how long the world's been around and how brief of a time we have on it. So we want to enjoy it, move forward, be realistic. Now, I do agree with when your self-talk says don't climb Mount Everest tomorrow. I mean, if you have never climbed mountains before. On the other hand, the things we're talking about are really not those types of things. Most
right.
things that we stop ourselves from doing, we really could do if we had the energy, the desire, and we really wanted to. That's the main thing, without those negative self-talk, the inner critic, if you will. And when you talk to people, Dave, you're going to run into a lot of people that have turned things really down. Let's say that you knew a person that kind of wanted to return to Seattle, but all of a sudden was offered the top TV spot in Seattle, but you didn't go, and you're glad you stayed here as an example, or LA or whatever it might be, but you'll always wonder, boy, is that something I might have done? If you made a decision and it was a good decision, then fine. A bigger job isn't necessarily the better job for you, but is it something you really dreamed to do? And I'm talking about a plural we when I say NYU. So these are the kinds of things like what
I was going to say, Doc, how did you know that there's some this doc?
Well, no, I know you're
he knows some of my background here. He's going to reveal, though, but it's true.
Well, no, WJR, WLS, which are 50,000 watt channels. I mean, are those really stations that someone would want?
Sure. I mean, and in this business, absolutely. But others would say, yeah, I don't know if that brass ring is exactly right for my life right now. And that's where self-talk, instead of being negative, you can do a wing, and then we all do that. You know, and that's not a negative, but it's, oh, you're terrible. You're never going to be good enough. You could never do that. That's negative.
See, that's where it's really negative. Not doing something that others might see as a bigger job isn't necessarily bad if it's something you really don't want to do. And I think that's why when I say WLS, I mean, living in Chicago to me would be a nightmare, okay? I'd much rather live in the greater Lansing area, okay? Just as now that we're talking about radio.
Yeah,
so but if it's the inner critic was saying your family's here, your friend's here, your church is here, you know, why would you want to do that? I think a lot of times I would say, yep, that's right. I really don't want to do that. On the other hand, if your burning desire and drive is to go to a big city and be in a big market, then and you didn't do it, then you would feel very bad for the rest of your life, I think, thinking about what you might have done. So, but in life, we're talking about probably lesser decisions. We're talking about day-to-day decisions about, can I do it? What am I going to do? And I think we have to say, rubbish, I can do it. I'm going to try to do it. I would rather try and fail than not try and never know if I could have done it or not, because we always are learning about what we have to do to move forward. So my view is take every day as an exciting day, try new things, meet new people, learn new things, go out there and enjoy the road of life as it comes at you, kind of run right at it and enjoy it. And that's, you got to get rid of self-doubt. You've got to get away from those things. No, I can't. People don't think I can. Be positive all the way around.
Well, the podcast will be at drjohnb.com. That's the place to go. Rid those from your mind. It's a good thing. And the toxic people around you, great advice overall. It's always good to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, same to you, Dave. Bye-bye.
Morning Wake Up coming back your way on 1320 WILS.